Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump coming months ahead of the November election. ABC's Perry Russum with more on how things are stacking up at this point.
Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls. A new poll shows Trump with a 4-point lead nationwide. Other polls show Trump leading in most battleground states. Another survey shows an unprecedented amount of double haters, Americans who prefer neither candidate. 25% now saying they do not like Biden or Trump, compared to just 13% before the 2020 election.
More Supreme Court decisions expected to come down today, including one deciding whether presidents, including Trump, should be immune from criminal prosecution for anything done while in office. Another Boeing whistleblower comes forward. It's a mechanic who claims he saw holes being drilled in the wrong place on the fuselage of the 787 planes. Boeing says an analysis determined the issues did not present a safety concern and were addressed. This is ABC News. He's Chuck Sievertson. One person is dead and three more are hurt after a fight inside a car near Seattle.
In a bizarre series of events, troopers say the driver of a black BMW was stabbed to death and three passengers were hurt after being stabbed or shot inside of the car. It came in as a call of a car into a ditch. A man in the front passenger seat was shot multiple times. A woman and another man in the back were stabbed. Troopers say it's unclear what went on inside of the car beyond it being a fight and that everybody in the car is a suspect. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Conservation experts this morning now say about 45,000 species are threatened with extinction, up about 1,000 from last year. And a new study says your daily multivitamin may not be doing much for you if you're relatively healthy. The National Institutes of Health looked at 400,000 people and found multivitamins did not affect their risk of things like heart disease or cancer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, the 19th, the Flambeau River YMCA had a groundbreaking ceremony. We met with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, for his thoughts and feelings on finally beginning construction on the project.
We're coming to a 2.5-year mark when this Y was announced in February of 2022, and now we're at the groundbreaking 2.5 years later, and all of those visions, all of those ideals and ideas that we have put forth in this vision are all coming to fruition right now. And in the next 10 months, we're going to see this Y, or this building, transform from a city hall to a YMCA right before our eyes. Before the snow falls, we're planning on construction, the exterior being completed for the building portion of the outside, so we can focus on the interior throughout our winter.
Construction is set to begin next week and is set to be completed within a year. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, at his age and his his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. The crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA drafted Milwaukee with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds around the area in the overnight, and we'll watch for a little patchy fog as well. Upper 40s and light winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies will develop with highs of the low to mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. Right now, it's 51.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country. Tree.
the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
song. If I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
I got to know your name. I got to see you again. And if you're listening,
she said, I need a little something, listen, get up and go, and nobody knows how to get me going quite like you do when you're doing the things that you do. Wanna get this sleep before I'm down. Something to talk about. We will tell lies fading from some blue lights chasing. Put a path through the corner of County Road 44 toward the fence. Jumping the ditch. Felt so good. Didn't want it to end, so we went looking for a dive just to kill some time and the heat cool off. We could do it some dancing. Didn't take long, just a couple of songs. You know it's last call when the law comes walking in.
Joel here, how you doing? It's a Thursday. We got a week to go here before we start blowing stuff up, although some people apparently didn't get the memo and blowing stuff up last night. We like to, some people get joy out of those loud M80s and stuff, don't they? 51 is our temperature this morning, and we'll turn this up to about 71 today. Should be a dry day. Best chance of rain appears to be tomorrow. The rest of the weekend looks pretty good, but talking about some periods of rain, not real windy, just kind of maybe a thunderstorm scattered also for tomorrow. But if you pick this weekend to come up and camp and be outside, Saturday, Sunday are both looking dry for the most part. Not crazy warm, that's for sure. Temperatures will struggle to get to 70 each day right through the weekend. They're telling us 71. Today with a partly cloudy sky, which means a lot of sunshine. Those winds will be south-southeast at about 10 to 15. And again, just a very, very slight chance of rain. All right, let's get you updated what's going on. The Brewers played an afternoon game yesterday, right? And let's find out what happened with that. The rest of the news, twice an hour, we get you updated. So let's get ABC in here. If I can, hang on, let me get the right. I'm a little bit groggy here this morning. Went to the Wildwood Wildlife Park yesterday. I'm going to talk about that later this morning. My mind's still running from all the animals and all stuff. So here we go. I got the right place to click now. Let's get you updated. News twice an hour. Here you go.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump coming months ahead of the November election. ABC's Perry Russin with more on how things are stacking up at this point.
Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls. A new poll shows Trump with a 4-point lead nationwide. Other polls show Trump leading in most battleground states. Another survey shows an unprecedented amount of double haters, Americans who prefer neither candidate. 25% now saying they do not like Biden or Trump, compared to just 13% before the 2020 election.
More Supreme Court decisions expected to come down today, including one deciding whether presidents, including Trump, should be immune from criminal prosecution for anything done while in office. Another Boeing whistleblower comes forward. It's a mechanic who claims he saw holes being drilled in the wrong place on the fuselage of the 787 planes. Boeing says an analysis determined the issues did not present a safety concern and were addressed. This is ABC News.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents of some good health practices ahead of fair season. According to health department officials, fairs can pose a great risk for the spread of disease, particularly ones with petting zoos. Officials are reminding residents that they should wash their hands thoroughly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after being around farm animals. Stay away from animals that look sick and wash their clothes when they get home to prevent the spread of disease. Over 1,700 East Duluth residents lost power on Tuesday morning when a dump truck hit a power line and caused a transformer to go out. According to the Duluth Police Department, the power outage affected people in the London Road and 18th Avenue East area, even shutting down some stoplights. London Road was closed to traffic from about 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and Minnesota Power responded to the scene to begin restoring power shortly after the crash. Police did not say if anyone was injured in the crash. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. Crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA draft in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR. So I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans and vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-Pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promise subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Summer. It's summertime.
Bonfires at night.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in.
71 today, and maybe a little bit of rain chances at 40%, they're telling us today. I think we're going to be all right. Should be a nice stretch of weather here through the weekend. Be a good weekend to go up to Copper Falls State Park. What a treasure that is here in the North Woods. They're doing a little thing on Saturday, Sunday. It's called Explore the Naturalist Cabin. You can share your observations with the park's naturalist and explore this cabin's family-friendly fun event. So there's a picture of the cabin right here. You see it right there? So Copper Falls is pretty cool, just the waterfalls and all that stuff. But they have a special little event where you can explore the Naturalist Cabin Saturday and Sunday from noon to 3, though. All kinds of stuff. Just Google Copper Falls State Park. They have a great website with all kinds of activities going on throughout the summer up there. Well, a little later on, I'm going to talk a little bit about another treasure here in the North Woods, and that's the Wildlife Park over in Minocqua. Had a chance to go there yesterday for the first time in a couple of years, and man, tell you what, second largest zoo in the state, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. So I'll share some of our thoughts and experiences, some of the one of the areas that I didn't go that I just wasn't interested in. Everybody has that creature, right? That creature or that insect, and you're like, no, not going to do it. And one of those yesterday. So we'll chat about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's find out what's going on in the fishing world, Kurt's Island Sports Shop, with our fishing update here.
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop fishing report. Experienced some sun on Monday the 24th and didn't know what to think. Some warmer temps and small window of dry is nice, though rain happened last night and forecasted again for Thursday and Friday before a nice weekend the last 2 days of June. Fishing has picked up even while sitting under this full moon period. Largemouth bass are very good. Working weeds of 8 to 14 feet using wacky worms and Ned rigs and creature baits. Topwater action has been hot on those warm, muggy evenings using whopper ploppers and jitterbugs. Smallmouth bass have been very good. After getting schooled in my own boat by a trout fisherman from Minnesota who'd never used a Ned rig till I gave him one, 10 to nothing before I conceded and tied one on also, all I can report is Ned rigs for smallies. Not finding many rockfish, almost all along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. Walleye action's been good, deep weed edges and big leeches. Got schooled again on the same day, this time by my wife on slip bobbers while I jig. 20 to 2, feel a while before she gets in my boat again. Work outside coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet, slowly motor till you find a hod hovering over sandgrass from standing weeds. Drift leeches 1 to 2 feet off the bottom below a float and have the husband net the fish so he has no time to jig for himself. More advice? Contact Miss Know-It-All. There have been some reports of mayfly hatches. The willow had a big one that has shut down some walleye bites. Sometimes due to wind, it's hard to tell if these hatches are occurring on the lee side of the lake. Motor around a little bit before you really get settled in. Expect more of this as these waters warm this week. Well, that's all I've got today for Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. This is Kurt, and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hillside Village in Glidden, Wisconsin is having an open house, and everyone is invited to join them this Friday, June 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rain or shine, complimentary brats and hot dogs will be served as you tour through the Hillside Village apartments. Register to win a gift basket full of fun goodies. Again, it's this Friday, June 28th at Hillside Village in Glidden, Wisconsin, providing affordable housing for those in need. Located at 272 Madison Street in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's Big G inviting you to join me this Saturday, June 29th, for a live broadcast from 12 to 2 on 98Q Country at Lena's Northern Pines and Resorts Grand Opening in Butternut, Wisconsin. Lena and Frank Matola are kicking things off with a Friday fish fry at 3 p.m. And there's breakfast buffet both Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Register to win Brewer tickets, Wisconsin Dell attraction packages, and more. See you this Saturday at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, located on Lakeshore Drive in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with Kraft Ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
Keep playing.
lingering around 50 or so. We'll get to 71 today. Definitely not hot. We're in summertime here, and we're struggling to get to 70 each day. So camping-wise and stuff, it'll be cool on the overnights. Those campfires, sweatshirt definitely will be an acceptable attire at campfires this weekend. Let's get to all the news and sports. We'll do that in just a moment, a little bit after 7 o'clock. Brewers just continue to roll on. NBA draft last night, a very uneventful NBA draft. There weren't really any big stories. I'm sure there's a few stories, but there weren't any names that the media hyped up anyway. So we'll find out what the Brewers, what the Bucks did with that. Also, coming up in just a bit, some words of wisdom, though, to get the day moving. We focus on the family each weekday morning at this time with some words of wisdom.
Ladies, if you need a girlfriend to talk to or spend time with, don't turn to your husband. That may sound like strange advice, but a lot of women try to get their husbands to step into a role that ought to be reserved only for female friends. And the trouble is, finding time to spend with a girlfriend can be tough when life gets busy. You may have a lot on your plate, children, a job, and other responsibilities at home or in your community. You may be squeezed for time, and at the end of a long week, spending time with a girlfriend can seem like, well, just one more thing to do. As a result, some women choose to stay home and expect their husband to fill the void. Now, your husband can be a good friend, don't get me wrong, but he won't make a very good girlfriend. It's just reality. Men aren't able to fill that role for their wives. We're guys, and we understand the world from a male point of view. Only another woman can understand what it's like to be a woman, a wife, a mom, and only she can bring those experiences into a relationship. A man can't fully appreciate the female world or relate to his wife on that level. It can be tough, but try to find creative ways to make time for your female friends. Don't try to change your husband into your best girlfriend. No matter how hard he tries, he'll never be able to relate to you in that important role. You need to be close to him for sure, but keep a healthy connection to some female friends as well. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Get ready for family fun at the Kennan Georgetown Volunteer Fire Department Truck and Tractor Pull on June 28th and 29th. Thanks to our sponsors, Smart Construction, Harry Yoder, Vita Plus Corp, Complete Rain Gutter, and John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. Plus, Team Wild Going from Ogama. Don't miss out on our modified Super Stock and Pro Stock pulling action. Join us in Kennan, Wisconsin for an unforgettable weekend.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Low of 58. Tomorrow, Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher. 98Q Country.